Yes, everybody, what is happening? Welcome to United Review. Joining me tonight is Illy. How are you doing?
It's been a while.
Illy, how good does it feel with Ollie at the wheel?
Do you know what? It's starting to feel like United again.
It's good, isn't it?
It is. It's brilliant.
And nothing beats beating Arsenal, does it? Because they're a bunch of absolute dicks. Oh, so good it feels. I thought they've got their Arsenal back, 22 undefeated. New man, new era, Arsene Wenger's gone, blah, 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 blah,
you're still blah. A bunch of fucking bottle jobs.
Is that all that North London's about?
Bottle.
Talk to talk, couldn't walk the walk to save life. Hey, last week when I said I was going to get a Basque flag, well, I got it. Ole, ole, Ander Herrera. Should be captain. That's why I got it, because Ander Herrera should be the United captain. I can't even reach that over there, so I'll leave it on the table.
But we've got Ashley Young.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Get your questions in using the hashtag United Review on Twitter. We're going to start answering some of your questions. We're going to go over what the gaffer's been saying and all that sort of stuff. But you'll find all the quotes over here, so check them out. Tony Marshall's now United's leading goal scorer with 9. 3 other players on 8. It's getting there, isn't it? It's really getting there for United at the moment. We're going away. We're beating teams. We're beating big teams. What if Solskjaer's mint? He fucking is, man. It's as simple as that. He is, man. Next three fixtures, very winnable. We could quite conceivably go 11-0. And I think we will. What do you reckon?
Everyone's been saying that. We hope he does 10. I think he can do a lot more than 10. I honestly do.
Well, 11's Fulham. So you got Burnley to 9. Leicester make it 10. Fulham would make it 11, and then Paris Saint-Germain would make it 12. 12 is going to be a big ask, but it's at home.
It's at home. No Neymar. A couple of their key players missing.
It's and then doable. It's the Scousers after
and
that.
And it's at home. Oh, the Scousers, that's a done deal. We'll do that.
Like I said, keep getting your questions in. I'm going to come over to the Patreon group in a little second as well. Please keep liking the video. If you enjoyed tonight's win, get liking that video. If you enjoyed this sort of content and this sort of analysis that we're going to get to very, very soon, then keep liking the video as well. So Ollie's been saying, out in the quotes, as you can see over here on the left-hand side, right-hand side, I guess, as you guys looking at it, when you have good players, it's difficult to leave them out, but then easy to bring them in. You have to trust the players that are at this club. I love how appreciative he is of some of the players that we've got at United. It's sick, isn't it?
Yeah, he makes them feel special. And it feels good to be able to bring two players on from the bench, and them two players being Martial and Rashford. We've not had that for a bit, and it's scary for other teams.
It is scary, isn't it? Because, I mean, we was all thinking, like, don't really know if I want Lukaku to come back into this. Is him coming back in going to mix it up? Is Sanchez coming back in going to mix it up? Well, Sanchez scored. Lukaku got assists.
I think so.
Martial come off the bench and scored. And Rashford could have done.
Yeah.
That's how you utilise four forwards, isn't it?
I also think Solskjaer knew that Lukaku would have suited this game. We weren't going to be too threatened by Arsenal. I know Arsenal's been a big game in the past, but for us to start,
I still think it was a good test for us.
It's always going to be a test. It's
so,
Arsenal, isn't it?
Ollie had this to say as well. We worked hard at defending and counter-attacking. Counter-attacking is classic Manchester United. Wayne Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ji-Sung Park. We've scored so many at Arsenal over the years. He's not wrong.
It is true. But what was nice to see is the fact that we were able to sit back, absorb pressure, but not look too threatened. For the first time in a long time, we can sit back in defence and not think, oh, if they score, we're not going to score.
But we've got, the big thing is that we can score goals, and we can counter-attack so quick, so direct, get that ball into that final third. And do you know what? I've been dreading seeing Wan-Mata all week, because I thought he's going to rotate this team. There was little rumours coming out, wasn't there, that he was going to rotate. Then when the team news came out and it was Jesse Lingard, I was like, all right, I like that. All right, yeah. I like that. Because I, as much as I love Wan-Mata, I don't think this team suits him no more.
Do you not?
No.
See, I've got a thing for Wan-Mata. I like him.
I get it. He's a lovely man.
I do. And he does good blogs.
You know what I mean? I love the guy. No, I just think this team has probably passed him by, and it's more going to be suited to Lingard and Rashford and Marshall
Absolutely. It's because the more dynamic, the quicker, you know, they're turning on the ball now and attacking. And it's that youth team that we've seen come through the ranks. We've seen how they learn how they play attacking football, and it's actually
they get it.
It's coming through into the first team now, where normally it goes into the under 23s, and then under Van Gaal, Mourinho, it seems to have stopped.
Oi.
But all of a sudden,
there's nearly fucking 1,500 watching. I want 500 likes right fucking now. Do it.
Dead easy. Click a button, dummies.
Yeah, click the button.
Sorry, I look like I'm tense.
This is another quote from Solskjaer that's going around here today. Today we look more like a proper team. We were structured, and that was classic MUFC, classic counter-attacking. There are so many examples of that against Arsenal. Rooney, Ronaldo, Park, we showed them those videos. That's interesting that they're showing them that sort of thing to get them in the mix. I like that. I like that a lot. Keep getting your questions in. We're going to be coming to those on Twitter in a sec. Can we have a look at the average positions yet? Have we got those? Let's have a look then at the average positions, because I do find these really interesting. So, quite similar shapes there from Arsenal, but you'll notice that Arsenal have got, is that Lacazette and Ramsey right off each other in the centre? You'll notice United playing a false nine. Now, this is what a false nine means. Lukaku, furthest forward on the pitch, right-hand side. We've not had that all season. All season we've been looking at this, and all season someone has not been in that area. Now, a lot of people keep saying, can Lukaku be a right winger for us? And I say no. I say no, I don't think he can do the defensive side. But when you play a false nine like this, maybe, because you can see, if there was someone in the middle, you can see where Rashford came in, and obviously Lukaku went off and Rashford came in. You can see where Rashford lines up. That's totally different. But Lukaku on that right-hand side gave United balance today. And when we look at the frequent passes in a set, you'll be able to see that we are actually getting it to someone in the final third.
I think also if we play Lukaku down the centre rather than out wide, he's not going to move because he's already in the position that he wants to be in. If you play him out wide, he's going to try and
He's got to move, and he also managed to get behind the fullback
so
and get in behind the defence there.
Don't you?
I really like the positioning of him and Sanchez. It gives us a lot of balance. Jesse Lingard as a false nine. Way deeper than I expected him to be there, but I like it. Quite close to Pogba. Mm. The interesting one there is that Ander Herrera over on the right-hand side, helping out with Ashley Young on that right-hand side defensively a lot now.
I think he needed to, because Young got caught out of position a few times, but he did still do his defensive job.
He made
the clearance.
Arsenal have 41 attacks down their left-hand side, down our right-hand side.
Jesus.
So I think that probably dragged Herrera's average involvement over a little bit, because that's where the data gets taken
from.
Well,
that's what Herrera's there for. He's a workhorse, isn't he? He's a team player.
Yeah. Can we have a look at Ander Herrera's stuff, actually? Have we got that ready? Because Ander Herrera, for me, I think it's definitely needs saying. One of the man of the match. Covered a hell of a lot of ground for United. You can see him getting involved. This is a box-to-box performance, and actually a hell of a lot inside our box as well. Very good performance there from Ander Herrera. Now, we've not got all of the screens. We're trying to not batter your brains with a million screens, but we could show you all the midfield screens here. All three midfield was brilliant today. If you cut back to Arsenal's and United's average touches a second, there's a bit of a hole just in front of the two number sixes there for Arsenal, 34 and 11. The two deep line holding midfield, Xhaka and who's 11?
Torreira.
Torreira, right? I think it's Torreira. I thought he was 7. No mind. Whatever. Whoever the fuck it is. They got dominated today by Pogba, by Lingard, by Matic and by Herrera. They did a proper good job on him. That little foursome there. So it was slightly skewed a little bit because Herrera got dragged over to the right, but they did a proper number on him. So yeah, Ander Herrera, I'm going to wave his flag for him there. Not Spanish, he is Basque. Did a real good job on those guys there. Keep liking the video. Nearly got 500. I like that. There's nearly 1,600 though, so I want 1,000 likes today. You need to get liking it. Got some comments in here. Adair Turnham says, been saying it for 2 years, give Ander Herrera the captain's armband. I completely agree. He wants one of these flags. Herrera, future captain. How do I think Bailly and Lindelof defended today? We got Lindelof's actions today. There was a little more involved than Bailly's, but I like Bailly, mate. I think there's something in him, isn't there?
Thou shall not pass.
No, he's a fucking lunatic. Yeah, he's like a stone-cold lunatic.
I like him. He reminds me of the guy off Gladiator.
I know what you mean. Jimmy is called, I think.
Yeah, nothing's getting past it.
Let's have a look at, not that one. No, I want to see Lindelof stuff. Here we go. Let's have a look at Lindelof. There we go. That's Victor Lindelof. 100% of his challenges won. Only four. But look at his actions there. A lot of actions around the halfway line. Now, those actions generally come from a clearance. That's when United are defending really high. So United got a really high defensive line. That means that they've pushed Arsenal quite far back. And he's almost drawing a line on the halfway line and going, nah, nah. And he's winning headers and he's winning stuff there and putting it straight back in the mix. And then obviously quite a lot of stuff in and around the 6-yard box. Busy day today for Lindelof and Bailly. But I was impressed with the pair of them. Do you think that can be United's partnership? Because Phil Jones, honestly, makes me shake a little bit when I see him play.
Yeah, that's just his face, actually.
Fucking terrifying, isn't it?
No, he does get, you know, he's going to give you his 100%, but he still gives you that little bit where you're like, oh, my God, no. He's quite, you know, when they're attacking. So, for me, Lindelof has proved himself over the last couple of months. Bailly coming back. I think Bailey's still got a bit more to prove, but it could be.
Your questions in with hashtag United Review. Who was your man of the match?
I don't know. Because in the first half, I said, as much as I don't like Ashley Young being a captain, I think even though he got caught out of position a few times in the first half, he was the one that was saving our ass a little bit when they were attacking. Yeah, yeah, he made quite a few.
I don't agree.
You're not supposed to agree.
You guys, let us know who you guys think was man of the match. Let us know in the comments. I'm going to head over to the Patreon group and see what y'all are saying.
Yes, I don't know. I want to give it Lukaku.
Mitz says, "What if he's mint?" Mitz, he is mint, brother.
He is, man.
Should Ole get a contract beyond the season or a contract beyond the season? Listen, we're not getting carried away.
I won't even comment on that until the end of the season.
I'm just going to say, like, a straight 30-year deal right now. Get that shit signed. Jobs are good. What do I think about the new tactical systems? 4-4-2 diamond in possession, 4-3-3 out of possession. Works quite well, in my opinion, in attack. But we are very open on the flanks right after we lose possession. Yeah, we are. We are mint as well, says Clemens. We are. And that's putting a lot of pressure on Ashley Young because he's a bit shit. But when we get the ball going forward, boom, check this out. When we got the ball, we are hitting it into midfield and then hitting it into the final third. That is fucking mint. That's good football. And it's got balance to it as well.
I won't say he's a bit shit, though. He's done a job for us.
No, he's shit, mate. He's shit. He is the shittest in our team. So replace the shittest, and then let's find who the next shittest is and replace him. That's how you get a good team.
I agree. He shouldn't be captain. He's out of position.
He shouldn't be playing for us.
He's not shit. He's out.
And Herrera should be captain. Tino says, Jose has always been seen as a tactical genius, but how good had Ole and the team tactics been since he took over? Answers every question. Hashtag mint. He has answered every question so far, thrown at him so far.
Jose is a tactical genius for the first 3 years. After that.
Well, we've never seen after that, have we?
Exactly. So, after that, no.
Give him a contract until... Look, we're not going to... Just a 3-decade contract. Yeah. Just let's not crazy. Just 3 decades, that'll do us.
The thing is, we don't know what Solskjaer's going to be like once he's bought players, what type of players that he'd go for. That's the side we've not seen. We've seen the side that where he can come in, he can talk to players, he can get players on his side.
Oh, can he? And the fans.
He feeds their egos, he feeds the fans, he knows what the fans want.
We couldn't have said it better. Yeah. We couldn't have written the shit that he come out with any better than he did.
No, exactly. And he knows how to play the fans. At the beginning, Jose knew how to play the fans. And that's why we loved him, because he was hitting the badge. But Solskjaer's not doing that. Solskjaer's coming with just baby-faced honesty. It's true, isn't it? Baby-faced, honestly. He just turns up, he does his job, the interviews afterwards, he's honest. Mm-hmm. He says where we've messed up, where we've played well. He's telling us what the time that he's spending with the players, what he's doing. He's telling us that he's feeding their egos in some senses, and that's all we want as fans, because we want to know what's going on behind the scenes, and Ollie seems to give us that little bit of insight.
He's a fan.
He is.
Some of the stuff he was saying, like, someone's like, oh, what do you know about the youngsters? He's like, watch every game and trying to get them all on loan.
But doesn't he sound like but he sound like he's got a, like, weird Yorkshire accent.
It's Norwegian Cunion. It's like a Mancunian Norwegian.
I think he sounds like a farmer, to be honest. But, but I love him.
Jack says, do you think we'll adopt this false nine system against the big teams as it allows us to have lots of space in wide areas and central areas when Lingard drops into the pocket of space? I think so.
Why not?
I'm buzzing seeing 4-4-2 coming back into
a team that's supposedly better.
He played 4-4-2 quite a lot at Mulder. Not quite in the same way, but I think he's just adapted his system to the squad, which is what you're supposed to do.
When you start playing football at school, what formation do you play? 4-4-2.
Back three.
You're talking about 4-4-2, aren't you?
Connor, out of how many of our squad made the World 11, I would say Dave, Pogba and Marcus. Marcus is a shout at the moment. He's in form, isn't he? I don't know if he's quite ready to be definitely in a World 11.
But then you look at Lingard for England.
Yeah, he's one of the best players in the World Cup.
Exactly, but you wouldn't class him as that kind of player, would you? Or would you?
I don't know. But do you think getting an experienced right back and an experienced centre back to accompany Shaw and Lindelof would sort the space that we seem to leave at the back, says Hugo?
How do you mean experienced?
Well, let's say someone in the Alderweireld, Koulibaly mould at centre half. And see, right back's a difficult one. There's not a hell of a lot of experience out there, unfortunately, unless you get like old.
If you see how Juventus have played with their centre backs, they've got experienced centre backs, and it worked for them. It worked against us. So, with that theory, yeah, I'd agree. But who would we get?
Legendary 628. I don't think I've seen anyone the way Lingard backs Rashford. It's a proper little brother thing. Love it. But what it's meant to be. If it goes off, you've got a steam in there, haven't you?
Exactly.
That's a team. Lukaku and Sanchez performances give Ole more problems. What does he do from here? He rotates.
I don't think it's more problems. He manages it. I don't think it's more problems. I think it's
more options.
Exactly. More options.
Hugo, love a counter attack against Arsenal with how we've played against them and Spurs. Is this a template for Liverpool and PSG? Yes, sir. Absolutely is. However, against Liverpool and PSG, they're better, wider in the final third. We got to do some shit about that.
We need to pull.
Herrera's going to have to help the right back out. Pogba's going to have to do a bit of graft as well as Marshall on the left, probably. Filling in at left back a little bit.
We're going to have to make Dyke do some work.
Yeah, but I think we can. You can get behind both of them teams' fullbacks and both attack with the fullbacks.
That's actually exposing this season.
Have we got some questions from Twitter, son? Sava wee gander. Martin James Keegan says, now that Sanchez has a goal under Ole, could we see more of him in the future starting lineups? If so, who is he replacing? Ooh, we'll give you that one. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I don't think at the minute he can replace anyone. I don't think anyone, any of our upfront players at the minute start and stay on.
Good point.
We're rotating a lot at the minute, but I think that gives us more options. It gives us a way of changing the game constantly through the game.
Oh, and yeah, if you've had Sanchez running you down for an hour and then they bring on Marshall, you're like, fuck's sake.
You take another player off and bring on Rashford. Yeah. Exactly. You're constantly going and making the defender change his way of thinking. And that's the beauty of it. And I think Ollie's got that down to a T, and he understands that because he was a striker.
And he was a rotator striker.
Exactly. And the thing is,
pretty successful too.
Exactly. So if the defender's not up against the same person all the way through the game, he's then got to change his mind, change his tactics. One slip, it's a goal. It's that simple, isn't it?
It is that simple. We've got the people that can get in there and do that.
Exactly.
Tino, thoughts on our game management near the end? I thought it was far better than Spurs and a sign of what's being worked on in trainers. I won't feel as nervous in future games. We said it, didn't we, actually?
Yeah.
We was like, look at this. There's 10 minutes to go. Or there's 20 minutes to go, actually, in the end.
Exactly.
But in the last 10 minutes, I was like, we're still attacking here. We're still pushing.
Yeah, we even stopped watching the game for a little bit. I had a conversation in the tournament. That never happens.
Spurs, it didn't happen like that. No, I was shitting it.
But we are comfy at the minute. I think it's because we know we can score. And the goal can come from anywhere. It can come from midfield. It can come from up front. And we've missed that like previous seasons to this. And it gives us that bit more.
If we go back to the main screen, look at the amount of people on the same number of goals that we've got over here. I mean, it's probably not going to go around to that screen for a minute, is it? But like, we've got Marshall's on 9, but then three players are on 8 goals. Pop around there in a second, won't it? He'll be around there in a minute. But that just shows that there's a lot of players sharing the goals there. Look at that. That's mint. That's absolutely mint.
But also, we're celebrating as a team.
Yeah. We do look like a team. Like Ollie said himself.
Anyone who scores at the minute, the players are running over. Yes, can buzz him.
Here's a good question of Matt. Is our lack of a creative midfielder worry, as we may find it difficult to beat teams in Pogba's absence? Pogba's central to this team. Pogba's forward passing is massive in this. Could Mata be the option when he's missed?
Yeah.
I don't think he carries it out of midfield the same way, but given
that
number 8,
I don't think he's the same threat. I don't think he's the same kind of physique, if you know what I mean. He can get bullied.
Hell no.
Exactly. So he can get bullied off the ball. I think we do miss having that option to bring someone in who's solid like Pogba.
We've got another question off Twitter from Jacob. Let's have a look at that one. Jacob, first time in a while I felt comfortable with United not having the ball.
Exactly.
This is how Fergie used to be, Wenger.
We said this before, didn't we? We were quite happy to sit back. And we knew it's a feeling at the minute. And I don't know where it's come from, but it's a feeling of we'll win. We'll win.
Yeah, like we'll score goals.
Yeah, and I've not had that.
If they scored today, I was like, we'll keep scoring.
It's like the last. I can't remember when I actually said that. Probably.
Matt Harvey, how hard are we gonna slap PSG? Ooh, what if he's mint?
What if we absolutely?
What if he? What if we do? Keep getting your questions in, and we'll keep answering them. With how Bailey and Lindelof performed, do you think they start against Burnley? I think they deserve a chance. Because for me, Phil Jones doesn't. Thoughts on Arsenal's best and worst performers today? I was more asked about ours, so I wasn't really paying much attention to it, if I'm being honest.
I think what we did today was shut the Arsenal fans up very, very quickly. Very early in the game.
It's easily done.
Once their fans have gone, the team's gone. And that tends to be the first 5 minutes against
They've got their Arsenal back. We've got some more questions off Twitter. Some of we look then, man. Here we go. Mujahid says, Herrera was mint again. Pogba turned up in the second half. Subs were perfect. Young still vulnerable at right back. We need a right back as soon as possible. Delone not ready. Yeah. Tell you what, mate. I agree with every fucking single character that you just tweeted to us there. Totally agree. Absolutely 100% agree with everything.
Young's not naturally a right back, is he?
Well, no, he's not.
He's fitting to do a job for the
end of the day. He's getting paid to play there, so he better be better. Swapnil says, what's our plan B? That's a good question.
Martial and Rashford today.
More forwards. We'll find out.
Strong centre back, strong midfield, two fast as fuck.
We do have sort of plan Bs because we have changed. We changed formation today. Rashford went down the middle. We went down to one up top. Yeah, we're mixing it up quite well. We've got another question there off Twitter that I see. Alpesh says, thought Alexis struggled to get with Jesse and Pogba. Would have liked to have seen Alexis in the false nine role. I do think that is a role that he can definitely have a go at. I don't know if he struggled. I thought it was an all right game from him.
Don't forget, it's his first game back.
First start, is it?
The first start. He's been begging to come back.
Not a bad game to come back. Open the scoring.
He's come back against his old club.
Fucking filthy.
Yeah, he was. It was a naughty finish.
So I'm looking at one. Got another question. Pogba is the best midfielder in the world. Do you agree? He runs as fast as Ronaldo. Passes like Modric. Screws goals. Who else can do that? Mate.
I like
him. I'm all for getting giddy. But,
Sometimes I think
he's fucking great for us at the moment.
Sometimes I think he's got a bad touch and he gets it back and redeems himself well.
He's very physical.
Yeah.
But his passing range.
When he plays forward, it's like unreal. Oh. He is unreal.
Would I sign Ruben Neves?
Has been
I would sign Ruben Neves. Yeah. We're nearly at 1,000 likes. There's nearly 2,000 watching. Smash that like button, everybody. I know you can do it. Do you think we actually don't need to sign anyone this window? I don't think we're going to sign anyone this window. I'd love to see us sign a...
They're not going to give money to...
Why does everyone say Arsenal fan TV and chill? You've seen it all a thousand fucking times before. Why do you need to see grown men losing the fucking shit? See, I get more intelligent analysis as the dog barking out the window on the fucking way home. Bay and Lindelof should definitely start on Tuesday. I agree, my friend. Mm-hmm. They're blaming Czech. Of course they are. We need to enjoy the ride and enjoy the football. And if we win the FA Cup and top four and give him a 5-year contract, I think you're missing 30 off that. Czech should have punched away Pogba's shot instead of palming it to Marshall. Pogba played it off him. Game was a very good game. I don't think Arsenal was that bad. We're just that good. Come on, United, 8-8.
No, to be fair, Arsenal looked the better team in the first.
Well, they dominated the possession. They absolutely dominated the possession
in front of the net. We were laid back when we was watching it. Not one of us was going.
It was very comfortable.
Yes, we're going as soon as they got the ball.
Very comfortable. Go on, give us that. Give us that one there. What we got? Do you think Sanchez is done at United? Whoa! What? Although he scored, he was slow and lethargic on the ball. Niles had him in his pocket. Pogba better with Marshall and Rashford, says Connor. I don't agree with that, mate. No, I said Dunn's being very, very harsh on the guy.
Like I said before, don't forget it's his first game back. Do you know what I mean? And he's come back against his old club, and he's actually managed to score. So,
where's Abdul? Abdul's doing fan cams for Full Time Devils. Arsenal's best player is leaving for a free in the summer. we've got another one there for Twitter. Although Young did an okay job, defence looks much better without Jones in the team. Jones needs to be shown the door. I'm fine with that one. Anyway, that is it from us. Thank you guys for tuning in. Illy, go and tell them where they can follow you.
At HillyStyle on Twitter.
So go do that. Go follow Hilly on Twitter. Subscribe if you're new around here. There might be some very big surprises coming in the next few days, which you need to be tuned in for. But before we get into that shit, if you're in the FIFA tournament, you need to pull your finger out of your ass, find out who you're playing, and get them fixtures done. Because if you've not got the fixtures done, you're just going to get awarded a 2-0 defeat and be fucked off out of the tournament. So go and find out who you're playing and sort your little fixtures out between each other. If you don't know the contact details of the person you've been drawn against, hit me up, message me on Patreon, and we will sort that out. We've got a worldwide FIFA tournament. You've missed the registration if you've not already registered for it now. But we are probably going to be running more of these as soon as everyone starts actually playing the motherfucking games. So thank you guys for watching. If you're in the FIFA tournament, play your fucking group games because there's about 100 matches to do. Enjoy those. Film them and send them to me. Upload them to YouTube and give me the link so we can make a big compilation of all the goals and everyone battering each other. From me and Illy, go give them the guy a follow. United are 8-8. It feels mint under Solskjaer. I'm fucking loving it. Thank you guys for watching. See you in the next one.
Result.